About 2,500 Native Hawaiians and other Pacific Islander residents call Wisconsin home.
For many of these people, it's important to honor their ancestry and pass cultural traditions on to the next generation.
That is the goal behind Nahale Studios, a cultural center in Butler, northwest of Milwaukee, with a mission to enrich the Polynesian community in the region through dance, art, music, and culture.
The performers at Nahale are gearing up for the first Midwest Aloha Festival that takes place in Menominee Falls on September 19th.
Malia Chow is the founder of Nahale Studios. Angela Cuevas is a professional hula dancer and musician in Milwaukee. And Kaleo Lee is a fire dancer and musical performer who plays the drums, bass, and ukulele. They are instructors at Nahale Studios. Malia, Angela, and Kalale, welcome to our WPR studio.
Thank you so much. Mahalo.
Thank you so much. This is so exciting.
Thank you very much. Very excited to be here.
Malia, starting with you, how did you become a professional hula dancer?
So my mom was born in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, 6 foot tall, blonde hair, blue eyed, German French. She was stationed in the Air Force in Honolulu in the late 60s. And while she was out there, she met my father, who was a Native Hawaiian musician born in 1946. He was also an Army vet as well. And after they met, they stayed in Hawaii for quite some time. They returned home in the early 1980s with a set of twins, for which I am one of those twins. So at 4 years old, I started dancing hula out here in Wisconsin. The promise that my father and mother gave my dad's family before leaving Hawaii, specifically to my grandma, was that if we were to leave the islands, that we were to continue our culture and never forget where we came from. So while my dad was playing in bars and pubs as a Hawaiian musician for hula dancers and groups here, we grew up in the same situation. At 4 years old, we were already performing. And by the time we were 16 years old, we eventually became professional dancers. We grew up very similarly to, a Hawaiian partridge family or like the Jacksons, you know, where like what we did was very, very strict in performance. It was our way of life and we did it all the time. And so in 1996, we started out professionally and that makes 30 years. And that's actually how I came to know Angel as well, too.
Oh, Angel, how did you start hula dancing? What is your origin story?
Okay, so basically our moms went to high school together. They're both blonde hair, blue-eyed. My parents actually met in Hawaii when my mom was there on vacation. And my dad had been in Hawaii for a few years from the Philippines. Mm. And so kind of a long story short, you know, they come to back to Wisconsin to live, and Malia's parents wanted to start this group, and so I have the Hawaiian look, you know, and so basically they invited me on.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel to dance?
It's awesome. It's emotional, you know, spiritual, it's all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Kaleo, you grew up in a musical family and play a lot of instruments, drums, ukulele. How did you get involved in playing Native Hawaiian music?
It started off, I think I made it to 7 years old without ever having any interest at all. And then we went to a performance in Chicago. There was an old restaurant. It was called Shanghai Lil's, and a lot of people enjoyed going there. Mm-hmm. We went there and I saw a performance and I saw the fire dancer. And I remember my mom saying, "Hey, do you want to learn how to do that?" And I said, "Oh, yeah," being the tough guy that I thought I was as a little kid. Well, turns out she was serious. And I did. Started at 7. Now, when you do fire knife, you start off with small fire. You don't put a lot of fire. And then when you perform, you step off to the side and you're let the rest of the adults take care of the rest of the performing. But my dad would say, "Hey, grab a pair of sticks, grab that drum and begin." And he knew I had an interest. I was having a blast doing that too. So then he would sit me down with my uncles and they would show me different drum beats. And then eventually I learned bass guitar because they were saying, "Hey, if you're interested, grab that bass and I'll teach you how to tune it and play a couple notes." And then I just ran with it. Everything they gave me, my parents would leave the instruments out in our home And we would play, like, as kids, run around. But every once in a while, we'd come by, and we'd pick it up, and we honor it. We'd play a couple of chords, put it down. Mm-hmm. And that's how they spoon-fed me the instruments, and my sister, too. So that's how we got into it. And that was 52 years ago, and never looked back. It's been just go, 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 and I've been having a blast.
Malia, in terms of the community that you bring together at your studio, can you first explain what does Nahale mean?
Sure. Nahale is two words. The first word, na, is plural. So hale means houses, so it means many houses. And when you come from halau, or traditional hula schools, hula schools are operated by a master or a kumu hula. And in the traditional sense, when you operate a halau, they are about a life way. So hula is not just about being on the stage. It's not just about performance. It's not just about being in the classroom. It's about a way that you walk in the world with humility, with aloha, with discipline. And being that they're in Wisconsin, at least to my knowledge, there are no kumu hula. So in order to be a master hula teacher, you have to undergo a lifetime or a serious endeavor of study by which only a kumu hula can uniki you or graduate you to that title. And being that I grew up really heavily immersed in the culture, but I did not have that official title, and there are many other culture keepers in the Midwest, I felt that instead of a halal, which really quite literally means a house, even though it's a hula school, that if we had many houses or many sources of knowledge, and I call these people culture keepers, whether they're kumu hula, hula masters or not, that if we pieced together the things that we had, that we could weave together Nahale Studios, which is really... our mission is to enrich and inspire lives through dance, culture, music, wellness, art, community, in the spirit of aloha and in honor of indigenous wisdom and its ability to nurture and unify people on the planet. Mm. And it really was not only to protect culture in the way that I knew how, but to seek our elders, to seek our knowledge holders, and to give them a space where they could continue to perpetuate that knowledge.
Your grandmother, your ancestors mm-hmm. would be so proud.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mahalo for that.
Angel, how do you communicate through hula dancing? What is that emotion like?
I would say it's just dancing alone is very, I mean, obviously expressive. But when you're doing... when it's for the actual culture, you know, it just means so much more. And there's so many different dances that we actually do. You know, we're actually Polynesian dancers. And so we do Samoan, from Tahiti, you know, New Zealand, Hawaiian.
Yeah.
My favorite is actually called Awana, and it's like a slow hula. And we do it in English and Hawaiian. So...
we're talking about Native Hawaiian culture here in Wisconsin ahead of the first Midwest Aloha Festival on September 19th in Menominee Falls. We're joined by Malia Chow, founder of Nahale Studios in Butler. And along with us is Angel Cuevas and Kaleo Lee, their performers and instructors at Nahale Studios. Kaleo, in terms of the festival, what kind of musical performances are you and your students preparing for this big day?
We're going to perform music from Hawaii. We're going to do it's called the Siva Afi, which is a fire dance that's from Samoa. We have Tahitian drumming from Tahiti. And honestly, that's one of my fortes. And I enjoy that so much. The energy from the drumming from Tahiti is exciting. And it really is. And now we're doing something different that I have not done before. And I get to do this with Nahale. We have almost a story that's being told, and we insert some music in between the drumming, and there's responses from the dancers, you know, against the drummers. It's got so much in there. It's kind of got a little bit of everything. So that's very exciting for me, and I know everybody else is having a blast preparing for this big event.
What is the story about? Could you share that?
Maybe Malia could help me with that.
Just to speak on it overall and in regards to the Midwest Aloha Festival, being that this is our inaugural event, the first year's theme that we came up with was True Colors, which celebrates the authenticity of the human spirit. And in line with the Nui Nui, or the what you might know as the rainbow, for Hawaiians and our ancestral beliefs, we believe that the rainbow is a pathway by which our ancestors communicate with us and give us messages. And so the way that I prompted our cultural artists was, hey, what's going on in the world right now? And they were pointing out things like our culture keepers were like, well, greed, racial divide, financial disparity. And what we did is we took those ideas and we wrote them down on the board and we said, well, what is the opposite of those things? What is the medicine of those things? And for, you know, like racial divide, that medicine is unity. And I said, all right, well, then if you need to take a principle of respect, and I want you to write a song about respect, and let's coordinate it to a color of the rainbow. Mm. And what Kaleo is doing, that drum piece, is specifically about love.
Mm. Wow. Angel, what does it mean to have this type of festival here in Wisconsin? And what does True Colors mean to you and what you've contributed?
Oh, it's so awesome, because I don't think that there has ever been any festival, like this. So it's exciting to be the first group to, put this on. And so it's really exciting. Yeah, and the True Colors, it's awesome. I hope that you guys can see part of this production, because we do the actual True Colors, but we do it in, I'm actually the one that sings it, mm-hmm. and we do the
and by True Colors, she means the Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, yeah, sorry, the actual song.
Yes, the song True Colors.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we do the actual song, and we do some of it in Hawaiian, and some of it is in English, so.
Oh, yeah,
it's really awesome. It's one of everyone's favorite songs. Everyone's wearing a different color, and it's really beautiful.
Kaleo, what does it mean for you to be a culture bearer and pass these musical traditions on to the next generation?
That's an opportunity, an honor, actually. When I perform, it's not just for myself or whoever's in the room. I kind of think that people that have taught me, who are no longer with us, can hear from above. And I would want them to hear it done properly. And so, for example, I never wanted to have that sensation of I'm just singing to sing. I sing a song, one is called Makalapua, and whenever I sing it, I'm singing it to my relatives that I think can hear me. Mm-hmm. And I sing it in a way that I need them to know, hey, we did not forget anything you taught us about that song. And I used to teach my daughters, I have four daughters, and we used to just sing at the dining room table or in the car. But one of them, I remember asking me, when some of the grandparents had passed away, they're like, oh, do you think they can hear us? And I said, absolutely. Hmm. And that changed the whole attitude behind what we're singing. They were able to emote as if they're still here. And we grew with that concept. And I believe it today that when we're singing some of these songs, they can hear it. And if they don't hear it, I still think of when we sing together when they were here with us. So it is an honor to be able to continue that. And then maybe another generation will carry it further, hopefully.
Thank you for that. Well, thank you all, Malia, Angel, and Kaleo. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's an honor.
Thank you so much.
That was Malia Chow, Angel Cuevas, and Kaleo Lee. They are dancers and performers from the Nahali Studios outside of Milwaukee. We've been talking about their work at the Cultural Center as they prepare for the first ever Midwest Aloha Festival in Menominee Falls on September 19th.